and also gets his brain plucked out with tweezers.
And his last meal was a food pellet? You're a monster.
All right, next we're going to introduce an anxiety-inducing stimulus, measure your stress levels, and see how it affects your problem-solving rate.
Very well. And good luck. I'm a pretty laid-back guy.
Ready? Begin. Why'd you pop it?
I'm sorry, I was aiming for your heart.
Look, I know you don't like it, but that's the point of the experiment. I need to irritate you to find your optimal anxiety zone. And you said no to tickling, polka music, or watching me eat a banana.
Who eats them horizontally?
My mother said that's how good girls do it.
Perhaps this is a waste of time.
Sheldon, you're a remarkable scientist. Just be patient. I'm sure you will find the breakthrough you've been looking for.
Thank you.
And if you only do solid research instead of making a groundbreaking discovery, what does it matter?
Only do solid research? I come to you for help, and you insult me? I thought the least that
Look,
you would do would be...
Look, your anxiety levels are right in the zone.
Really? Oh, that's fantastic. Now, wait, they're dropping. Why are they dropping?
Because you're happy they're elevated.
Oh, that is infuriating. Now, they're going back up again. Terrific. Oh, no, they're going back down.